Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
The Gemara Maseches Yoma on Daf Samach Tes Omer Aleph talks about the question whether Bigdei Kahuna Nitna Lihanes Ben, Eloi Nitna Lihanes Ben. Is there a heter to have enough from the Bigdei Kahuna, even not B'Shas Avaida? We find a fascinating machlekes between Rashi and Taisis in Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph brings down the story, a story with Yane HaMelech, Shehalach Kucha Sheva Midbar. Yane HaMelech went to the desert, Vekibish Sham Shishim Krochim and Kuchas in the desert. He captured 60 cities, Ubchazarasi Sameach Simcha Gedola. When he came back from his battle, he was rejoicing. Karol Chochachmi Yisrael, he called to all the Chacham and Kla Yisrael, Amalem, and he told them, Aviseinu Yaichim Meluchim Izman Shayu Asukim Ebinim Beis Hamikdash. Our forefathers used to eat salty foods. They were very poor at the time when they were Isaac in Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Af Anu Neichel Meluchim Zecher Aviseinu, let us as well eat bitter things, salty things, a zecher to our fathers, the troubles and tribulations they had in the building of the Mikdash in their days. Helo Meluchim Al Shechanu Shozal V'Achlai, so they put salty foods on top of tables of gold and they began to eat. The Gemara tells us, Hayisham Echad Ishlet Levral Bliyal. There was a man, a wicked man, Ve'elazar ben Pa'ira Shemai, his name was Elazar ben Pa'ira. Ve'ayomer Elazar ben Pa'ira L'Yanai HaMelech. Elazar ben Pa'ira turns to Yanai the king and he says, Yanai HaMelech, Libam Shel Prush Malacha, the hearts of the Prushim are against you. So Yanai tells Elazar ben Pa'ira, Ma'ese, how can I prove it that they don't? They're not happy for me, they're not happy for my Hatzlacha. So he told him back, Hekem lehem betzitz shebini nechal. Why don't you go ahead and put on the tzitz? After all, you're a kayin from the house of the Chashmei Noem. Go ahead and put on the tzitz, the kayin gadol, and see how they like that. Hekem lehem betzitz shebini einav. So he put on the tzitz. Hayisham zakin echa ve Yehuda ben Gedidya Shemai. There was an older man, Yehuda ben Gedidya. Vayomer Yehuda ben Gedidya Yane HaMelech. Yehuda ben Gedidya turned to Yane and he said, Yane HaMelech, Ravloch Keser Malchus, the Keser Malchus is enough for you. Hanach Keser Kahuna, Lazarus Shal Aaron, leave the Keser Kahuna, the Tzitz, to the children of Aaron. Shal Yahimrim Imai Nishmas B'Meiti. And the reason why they had issue with Yanai putting on the Tzitz, though he was a Kayin, because there was a question on his lineage. There were those who said, witnesses that said, that his mother had been captured in Meidim. So now, there's a machlekes in Maseches Kedushin between Rashi and Taisvis, this that Yanai went ahead and put on the tzitz. Rashi says, Ve'af agav delav shas avayda, even though it was not the time of avayda. However, we've learned previously in Maseches Kedushin on the Afnun Dalad, Bigdei Kahuna nitnu lehanes ben. The Gemara previously seen Maseches Kedushin on Dalad Amud Aleph had taught us, Bigdei Kahuna nitnu lehanes ben. The Bigdei Kahuna, one is allowed to be nana from it. And the Gemara had explained, Hishalei nitna tar. Since the Torah was not given to angels, that they have the ability to simultaneously with the Avaida ending, taking off the Beged, that split second. So therefore, the Bigdei Kahuna were nitnu lehanes ben. Therefore, Rashi is extending that din, that who are they over here, for Yanai, even though it was not a Shas Avaida, he was allowed to put on the golden tzitz of the Kayin Gadol, because Bigdei Kahuna nitnu lehanes ben. Taisus takes issue with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, and he says the kasha, Adarabba, mashma mehasam, the miyad sheyachayim lafshitan, sheyizkukin lafshitan. It's mashma from the Gemara over there, that when they were able to take it off, they were obligated, because it says, leinina tarel malchay asharis. The whole heter was, because the tar was not given to angels, who are able to take it off the first second. Mashma the shalala tzarech asira. Taisus says it's mashma that if there's no tzarech, then it's asir. So Taisus takes issue with Rashi. How could you, Rashi, explain the Gemara that Yanai HaMelech was allowed to wear the tzitz out this din of Bigdei Kahuna Nitna Lehanes Ben? L'chaira Bigdei Kahuna Nitna Lehanes Ben does not apply over here, shalei b'shas avayda, to go ahead and just put on the tzitz, shalala tzarech. Rabbeinu Tam therefore argues with Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam explains that the yisoid of the reason why Yanni was allowed to put on the tzitz is a special halacha only by the tzitz, since it says in the pasuk "V'haya al mitzchei tamid," that the tzitz has to be constantly on his head. It's mashma that it's mutter even shalei b'shas avayda. But avad the other begadim would not have been mutter for Yanni, though he was a kohen, but other begadim would have been aser for him to be nena from. So we have to understand what exactly is the side of this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in Yuma as well goes with his sheet and Mesechtas Kedushin, and he says avadul chatchila, it's aser to go ahead and put on the begadim, and he brings a ra and he says the Gemara of Yanni HaMelech, he answers b'shem Rabbeinu Tam in his first pshat, similar to what he says in Kedushin, brings down from Rabbeinu Tam that it was a special lacha only by the tzitz al tzvahaya al mitzvah tamit. So we have to understand, number one, what exactly is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Now to understand machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, let's first try to analyze more the yisoid of this din of Leinitna, Bigdik Huna Nitna Lehanesbam, where the Gemara Kedushin seems to say is based somewhat on the yisoid of Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis. L'chair in the Rishayim we find three distinct mahalchim, three different ways how to understand how Ayidei the Svar of Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis, there's now a heter to be nana from the Bigdei Kahuna. The Taisa Rashi Mesechtas Yumon Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph brings down that the reason why there's no Me'ilah by the Bigdei Kahuna because Nidna Lehanes Behem, the Taisa Rashi explains because Bezdin Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleim, that Bezdin goes ahead and makes a T'nai in the Hektish, that in order that people should not come with a Me'ilah, therefore Bezdin makes a T'nai in the Hektish itself, that it should be mutter lehanes bem. The mefarish mesechtes tamen and daf of zayin om and aleph is also meduik like this first pshat in Taisa Rash. The mefarish explains shal menash sheyehenu ben afil shelo v'shas avoda hikdisha mitzchila. It was al menas kain that you should be able to be nana from the begadim even shelo v'shas avoda where they makdish it to begin with. Now, L'chaira, the Gemara and Kedushin, according to this, that says that the heter is built on the fact of Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis. The Torah was not given to Malachim. It's impossible for them to get up to the Begadim right away. According to this pshat, the Gemara means to say, an Asinas Tam, a reason why Bezdin would go ahead and make a T'nai in the Hektish, that the Hektish was made Meikara, that you should be able to be Nana from it. Dehainu, the Gemara is saying, since Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis, and it's impossible for them to be able to get it off right away, Memela, Bezdin, in order that people should not be Mayo, Bezdin was forced to go ahead and make a T'nai in the Hektish itself. The second tarot pshat in the Taisa Rush is the Aydei Shleimah came at the Nidna Lehanes Bem to Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis. You know why there's no Me'ilah, why the Bigdei Kahuna of Nidna Lehanes Bem? He says because the once there's already a heter to be Nenna because Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis Lo Mikri Kachi Hashem Do Me the Kachim Kal. The second pshat in the Taisa Rush is the Yisayid in Hilchus Me'ilah. By Me'ilah there's a din it needs to be Kidshei Hashem. It needs to be Dafka Sani which is Me'yuchid only for Hashem. Therefore, Zakta Taisa Rush, since Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis, and it was built in, obviously the Torah had to have been given a heter. Torah has to be giving you a heter for the Kehanim to allow them to keep it on, at least for that extra second, and ready at the end of the Avodah, because it's impossible. They're not angels who could just pull it off the first second as soon as the Avodah ends. So therefore, Zakta Taisa Rush automatically built in to the part of the Metzius of Me'ilah's Mechayiv, that one is only Mayil on something which is Miyuchav Hashem. So since Leinitna Torah Malachi Asharis and Behechir, the Torah had to have given a heter to be Nana, at least the first second, so from now on, the pshat is automatically by itself, it can't be Me'ilah. Because Me'ilah is limited only to an object which is Kitchen Hashem, which is Me'yuchad only to Hashem, and the Begadim, since there is a Heter Hana, I'll go upon the first second, Me'ilah, it's not Kitchen Hashem anymore, and Me'ilah, it's Nitnali Hanas Behem. We find, however, a third Mahalach in the Rishonim, the site of this din of Bigdei Kahuna Nitnali Hanas Behem, how is it that there is no Me'ilah? Rabbi Yashav Be'etzim in the Ha'aris himself, this Yuma says this pshat, and L'chayra the Mashmai, so the Ritzvon, Samach Tesav and Aleph is Mashmai this way as well. Rabbi Yashav says, we find a concept in the Sugi and Yavamas and Avav, I believe, that says, Hail the Ishtri Ishtri. There's the site of Hail the Ishtri Ishtri that once the Torah gave a heter, so then the heter, the Torah will expound upon the heter. Zakter Rabbi Yashiv, the Yisrael of Bin Kihuna Nidal, Yohanes Ben, is based on the Yisrael of Hoyle Ishtri Ishtri. That since, anyways, the Torah had to go ahead and give a heter in the Bin Kihuna to be Nana, because it's impossible for the Kohanim to be able to get it off the first second. So now, Hoyle Ishtri Ishtri. Once there's a heter, we broaden the heter. However, it's Meduyik in the Ritva that this day we broaden the heter wasn't just a free pass, that there is a heter to be nana from the begotten no matter what. Rather, the Ritva explains it like this. He says, even though he brings a raya, the Gemara says that if I hold Bidik Hunan and Elihanus Ben, the Kehanim can even go ahead after they take off the begotten, they could go ahead and rest on top of the begotten. So the Ritva explains, even though the Gemara Kedushin seems to say the holy site of the heter is Leinitna Tyrel Malachi Asharis, that it's impossible for Kehanim to be able to get it off the first second. But Lechara, once it's off, why should that extend and allow the Kehanim to rest on the begadim? Zakhtar Ritva, Hoyl Ishtri Ishtri. Dahainu Zakhtar Ritva, once there's a heter, so we expand it upon that heter. And Zakhtar Ritva, the pshat is, because even after they take off the begadim, once they're already wearing the begadim, so they already knew, they already had a heter to wear this begadim, Zakhtar Ritva, Amol, they could forget and end up lying down in the begadim they were just wearing. Therefore, it seemed fit to Hoyl Ishtri Ishtri, once we gave a heter to wear these begadim and to keep it on and drop afterwards, because like in the Torah Malach and Asharis, now already is as far of Hoyl the Ishtri Ishtri, once we gave a heter in the Levisha and a heter to keep it on afterwards, so Mimela, that same svar could apply as well for after they take off the begadim, that perhaps they'll forget and be nana. So therefore, we extend the heter even for them to go ahead and rest on the begadim afterwards. Based on these three mahalchim, let's now come back to explain the yisoid of machlekes between Rashi and Taisus and Masechtas Kedushin. Whether this day Yanei HaMelech was allowed to put on the tzitz, does it go into the regular klal of Bidik Hunan Nitli Hanesbem? That's Shitas Rashi. Or no? Taisus says that Bidik Hunan Nitli Hanesbem doesn't talk about such a scenario to go ahead and lechatchil to put on the tzitz. Rather, Taisus B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam has to say a new pshat. The site of the heter is bazunder in the tzitz, a special din in the tzitz, that the kohen is allowed to say to wear the tzitz. So we could say like this: Rashi l'chayra has to hold like one of the first mahalchim in the Taisa Rash. Meaning, either Rashi will hold that the site of Big Kuhuna Nitli Hanesben is the first, like the first shan in the Taisa Rash, that it's a t'nai bezin, like the Mefarish says in Masechtas Tamid, that there's a t'nai in the Hektish itself, that when they were makdish it, there was a t'nai in the Hektish from Kayach Bezdin, that you should be able to be nana from the begadim, even Shalei B'Shas Avayda. Dahainu, since the Gemara Kedushin teaches us, Leinin the Torah Malach HaSharis, it's impossible for the Gam to get it off in time, automatically they'll consider there being be over on being nana from the begadim. Therefore, we have to go ahead and make a t'nai in the Hektish itself, to be matter even Shalei B'Shas Avayda. And therefore, Rashi could hold, the male of the gather of that, Tanai in the Hekdesh was that Bidik Kahuna, you're allowed to go ahead and be Nana from them. Or Rashi potentially could have learned like the second shot in the Ritva. The reason why there's no Me'ila is automatic. Since Me'ila needs something which is Kitche Hashem, something which is Me'yuchat to Hashem, once we were forced to give a Heter B'shas the Gemara Avaida for the Kehanim to be able to keep it on that extra second, because Leinit Natan Lach Hashar, it's impossible for them to get it off in time. So automatically now, Big Day Kuna are not something which only Me'yuchat for Hashem. The Kehanim are also allowed to have pleasure from it. Once it's not something that's Me'yuchat Hashem, and Me'ila falls out of the category of Kitche Hashem, and automatically it's not Shayach Me'ila. Rashi, however, is Meduyik and Masechtas Kedushin and Afnun Dalad Amar Aleph, that he learned like the first pshat in the Ritva, and I'm sorry, in Taisa Rash, and like the Mefarish and Masechtas Tamid. Rashi over there says that Kozman Sheruin La'Avayda, there's no Me'ila Shalakach, Hukdash Mitzlil Yohanes Behen. That the Hektish, there was a Hektish Me'ikara in the Begadim, that you should be able to be Nana. And we'll talk about further why does Rashi not learn like the second pshat in the Taisa Rash. So in the middle we could say like this, Rashi l'shitasi holds that it's a t'nai in the Hektish held, that once they made a t'nai in the Hektish, they made a t'nai, it had to be nana from the begadim, therefore it extends even for the go ahead put on the tits. And Mela Yani was able to put on the tits. Ashenkin Taisvis, Taisvis will learn like the third shot we brought down, the Shein the Ritva, that the site of the heter is a gather of Hail the Ishtri Ishtri. Once we were forced to give a heter, so we expanded upon the heter. But like we were Medaik in the Ritva, this day we expanded upon the heter, it wasn't Stam, we gave a blank check to be Nana. But pshat is, once already there's a svara as well to expand the heter further, we'll go ahead and expand the heter through the concept of hayl of ishtri ishtri. Like the Ritva explained, since we have to give a heter anyways for the kain to wear this beged for a second afterwards, because it's impossible for him to get it off instead. The male had already makes sense that hayl of ishtri ishtri to be matter as well for them to lie on it, because Amal personally takes off the begun, who will forget and lie on it. So Mela makes sense that it's included in the original Hetta through the side of Hail of Ishtri Ishtri. However, it doesn't make sense, L'chaira, according to this Svara, to go ahead and say L'chatchila, someone who has no right at this time to wear a baged, to give him a Hetta, to go ahead L'chatchila, to put on a baged, over there doesn't pass those far of Hail of Ishtri Ishtri. We never gave a Hetta in this Levisha. Since we never gave a Hetta in this Levisha B'chal, it doesn't pass till the side of Big Dekuna Nitin Elianus Ben, which is built on the side of Hail of Ishtri Ishtri. Ibazai, Taisis and Mesethis Kedusha and Mesethis Yuma, will hold like the third Mahalach of the Ritva, that the Yisayit is built on the fact of Hail of Ishtri Ishtri, and the male of that whole Yisayit is limited, Dafka, to once the Kain is wearing the Baged, so then he's taking off the Baged, he already had a Hetta Levisha, so he extended the Hetta Levisha further. Ashenkin Chatchil to Stam Shalei B'Shas Avayda, just to take a Baged Guna and put it on, Avada, there was no din of Bigdi Kulunit and Lihanas Ben in such a case. Now, Rashi, we had explained, could have L'chayr learned one of two ways in the Yisayit why Yani HaMelech was allowed to put on the tzitz. Either he could have learned because the Yisayit of Bigdi Kuhuna Nitin Lihanas Ben is a t'nai in the Hektish itself, and therefore the t'nai in the Hektish was, as long as you're not miskaven to be mechalo the Hektish, like Rashi Kedushin says, we gave a hetta to be nana from Bigdi Kuhuna. Or Rashi potentially could have learned, like the second Mahal from the Taisa Rash, that the Yisayit of Bigdi Kuhuna Nitin Lihanas Ben is that once already we had to give a heter for the second after the Aveda. The Meila now, by itself, there's no Me'ila. Because once a Chayfetz is not Me'yuchil Hashem, it falls out of the category of Kitchi Hashem, and therefore there is no Me'ila. Me'ila, it's Mutter Lihanas Ben. Rashi L'chayra L'shitasai was forced to learn, like the first shot of the Taisa Rash, that it's a T'nai in the Hektish itself. Why? Because Rashi in the Sefer Kedushin and Daf Nun Zayin on the Beis, where the Gemara over there talks about that if someone takes kadshim and he shechs it outside the Beis Hamikdash, the halacha is the animal is now aser b'hana. Rashi explains why is it aser b'hana? Rashi explains the miyater hana shenester b'mechayim acharei she'in dame nizek. Rashi says because after all it has the original iser kaidish to it. It has the original hektish, and normally what's matter something b'hana is the zrika, and over here there was no zrika done on the mizbeach, and therefore it remains with its iser. Taisus, however, argues with Rashi, and he says, after all, we find the concept by Me'ila, that Kachim Shemesu Yatzu Midei Me'ila. If Kachim die, since they're not Kitchen Hashem anymore, and they're not called Me'yuchat to Hashem because they can't be brought on the Mizbeach, so the halacha is, there is no Me'ila over there anymore. So in fact, Taisus on Rashi, I don't understand. How could you, Rashi, say the reason why it's still Aser is because there was no Zrikas Hadam, but we find by Kachim that dies, though there's no Zrikas Hadam, afilu achi, it's now, there's no more Me'ila. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explains in his Sefer that the Pshat of Rashi is, Rashi learned there are two concepts. Granted, and it's true, that for Me'ila, for the Parsha Me'ila, for the Chiv Karban that comes along with Me'ila, and so on and so forth, there's a taka, a special halacha, that has to be Kachi Hashem. If something is not Kachi Hashem, something not the Yochet to Hashem, so Me'ila, there is no Parsha Me'ila. However, there's a second halacha by Me'ila. And like he brings down Taisus in Zvachim on Daf Samach Tes, says this as well. That min atayra by Kachim, even by Kachim Shemesu, though the Gemara says there's no Me'ila, however it still remains with the Isser Kaidesh. Since the thing is Hektish, therefore there's still a Isser Kaidesh to go ahead and have pleasure. Though it does not go into the category of Me'ila with the Parsha of Me'ila, however it still remains with the Isser Kaidesh. According to this, we can understand that Rashi L'Shitasai had to learn that the Yoy, why Big Dikuna Nitnali Hanespen is because there was a Tanai in the Hektish itself. Rashi could not have learned, like the second shot in the Ritzva, the site is because it's not Kachi Hashem anymore. Once we already gave a Heter to be Nene, so now it's not Miyuchat to Hashem, and Mimela, that's why they're allowed to go ahead and be Nene from it and sleep on the Begadim. Because Rashi Shitase holds that even something that's not Kachi Hashem, and granted does not have the Parsha of Me'ila, with all that entails, however, there's still a special halacha of Isser Kodesh. And therefore, if that the whole Yisrael would be that the Big Nikuna are not Kachi Hashem, that would still would not allow the Kehanim to rest their head on it, to go to sleep on top of the Begadim, because it's still Isser Kodesh. Therefore, Rashi Lishitasa, he had to learn himself this Kedushin, that the Yisrael that had the Big Nikuna in the Lihanes Pem is built on the fact that there's a Tanai in the Etzim Hakdash. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, we had learned previously the Mishnah in Tamid, which says, when the Kehanim would finish the Avodah, they would fold up the Bigdei Kahuna and they would place it beneath their heads. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from there that we see Bigdei Kahuna nitnali hanes ben. You're allowed to have enough from the Bigdei Kahuna, even Shalei B'Shas Avodah. Rapapa is madchan. Rapapa says, no, it doesn't mean Leitei Matachas Rishen. They would not actually place the Bigdei Kahuna beneath their heads. Rather, Keneged Rishen. Rather, it was next to them. Next to the heads. Gemara then says, Hachanam Mistabrit. It makes sense to say that they would place it next to themselves as opposed to beneath their heads. Because the Isal Gadaitel Tachas Rishem, Tebeklem Shem Kalayim. Forgetting about the problem of Bidei Kahuna being Nene from the Bidei Kahuna, L'chayr, there's a basic problem that it's Kalayim. Da'ika Avnet. And after all, the Avnet of the Kayin was made out of Kalayim. And he now didn't really Hanespen, even if Bidei Kahuna didn't really Hanespen, Hamasan be Kalayim, he's having enough from the Kalayim. So the Gemara says that it must be from here, if Papa says that they did not put it directly beneath them, rather they put it next to him. Later on, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, we could also be talking about that they actually put it beneath their head. Ayu had a question that they're being nene from the Kalayim. The answer to that is, Bigdei Kahuna Kashinheim. The Bigdei Kahuna, our Kasha, are very hard. And we know Halacha by Kalayim, Kiyo, the Amar Avuna Breda Yeshua, Hainimta, the Gamda, the Narishari. A thing that's hard is no problem of Kalayim. And when Mela, therefore, the Bigdei Kahuna could be they placed it beneath their head, and though there's the Avne, which is Kalayim, but that's not a problem, because something which is hard, a beggar which is hard, there is no Issa Kalayim. So there's Machlekes here, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, had to understand this halacha, that Bigdei Kahuna are Kasha, and therefore there's no Issa Kalayim. Mashmais of Rashi is the Ramasul Shari. Rashi says, Ein Vemishim Kalayim, the Halah Dumi de Levisha, the Isbanoth, Chimam Huda Mitzah. There's a Gemara in Yavamis and Avdalim Beis, where the Gemara says that not only wearing a bag is Asr, but even placing it upon you is Asr. But the Gemara says that Layala has to be Dumi to the Isla Levisha. The same way Levisha is only Asr if you're putting it on. L'shem ha'anah, to have pleasure from the beggar, to have anah, s'chivim, that it should warm you up. Hu'adin, being ma'ala alecha, just placing it on top of you, was also only aser, if it's l'shem ha'anah, s'chivim. Rashi's mashma, that since the beggar is kasha, mela, there's no issa levish on it, there's even the letter mutter to put it on, and to be ma'ala upon you. Frektaisa kasha, how can you say that way? After all, we have a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin on the Afgimel on the Bay says, we learned halacha, kol chayavim betzitzis, everyone is mechayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis, kehanim, levim, v'yisraelim. Kehanim, levim, and yisraelim. The Gemara over there in Erechin asks Pshita, obviously, the Gemara answers, the chiddush is, as far as kehanim is concerned, since the Torah puts the two things together, the Torah says, don't wear shatnez, but rather wear tzitzis. So davka, someone who's asar in kalayim, does he have a chiyuv of tzitzis? Mashenk in the kehanim, since they're mutter in kalayim, I might have thought that they don't have a chiyuv tzitzis. Kamash malam, that though they're mutter in kalayim at the time when they do the avayda, but since at the time they do not do the avayda, they're asar in kalayim, nemela, they're shayach to the parsha of tzitzis as well. So Zaktaisis, we see clearly from the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara says that Kehanim have a special heter that they're not ever wearing Kalayim when they're wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. According to you, Rashi, that whenever a Begad is hard, so there is no Issa Kalayim, what does the Gemara in Erechin mean that they have a heter to wear the Bigdei Kahuna though there is Kalayim? There's no Issa of Kalayim when the Begadim are hard. Therefore, because of this kasha, Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam says that avada actually to wear the beged and to place it upon you, throw it over you, is avada asa midaraisa, even by a beged which is kasha, which is hard and does not warm you up. And Masha'enke, and the only thing that's there's a heter, if it's kasha, is talking about where you're just lying on top of it. You're putting it beneath you. Over there, there's no iser. Masha'enke's argument, Tom, he argues with Rashi, who says that bigdei kuna are kasha, that it's mutter in both Levisha and Hala. So we have to understand what's the pshat in Rashi. How is Rashi going to resolve the Gemara in Erechin, which clearly says that by the bigdei kahuna, the kehanim have a special hefter in kalayim. According to Rashi, there's no iser kalayim if the begadim are kasha. So perhaps one could have said, the Baal Ma'ar in Mesechtas Bey on Daf Yudal and Beis also goes with the Shita that if a beged is kasha, there is no Issa Kalayim. And it's like the Baal Ma'ar, Ika the Kasha, some ask the question, what do we do with that which he says in Mesechtas Erechin and Gimel and Beis, that there's a Chiddush that Kehanim or Mechliv and Tzitzis, that I would have thought, since we have a special Heter that Kehanim allowed to wear Kalayim, and since the Torah says the Mitzvah of Tzitzis has to do with Kalayim, Loi Silvish, Shatnez, Gedilim Tassel, don't wear kalayim and make tzitzis. So therefore I would have thought dafka someone who's usher in kalayim has the mitzvah of tzitzis. Kehanim who have a special heter in kalayim, perhaps they don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Zakta Balmar, some asked, what do you mean? The kehanim don't have a special heter in kalayim after al bidikuna or kasha, and there's no issa kalayim by a beged kasha. So the Balmar answers, venerally, kam the avenate kam bishar begadim. There's a difference. The Gemara in Yuma by us, our Gemara in Sabbath Testament Al, is talking about the avnate. It's talking about the belt. The belt of the Kayin was kasha, was hard. And over there, the pshat is, though it was kalayim, me'ikar adin, it was mutter, even bilavisha. Ashenke in the Sugyan Erech, and it says, kehanim, have a heter in kalayim. That's referring specifically to the gadim of the Kohen Gadol, the hainu, the chayshin, and the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, which had kalayim over there, those begadim were soft. And they were asu levisha, and they were soft, and they were mechamim, the mela, they provided warmth, and those, there's a special hat to the Kohen Gadol, is allowed to wear the chayshin and the ephod, and that's what the Gemara in Erechin is referring to. Avada, the Gemara in Erechin is not referring to the belt, the avnate, because that, like the Gemara in Yuma says clearly, that the avnate is kasha, and there is no iser to wear it, the way Rashi had said. However, the Gemara in Erechin Zakta Baal Ma'ar is referring to the Chayshin and the Eifay. So this pshat is good in the Shita of the Baal Ma'ar. Well, Chayr, this pshat will not work for Rashi, because if one looks in Mesechtas Erechin on Daf Gimel Mebeis, and Rashi Divrei Amasul came into Ishtir Lehu Kalayim, the Gemara is saying that we find the Het and the Kehanim are allowed to wear Bigdei Kehuna. According to the Baal Ma'ar, that means they're allowed to wear the Chayshin and the Eifay. The Kohen Gadol could wear the Chayshin and Eifay. No, it is soft. Rashi clearly says not delay. Rashi says clearly that we're referring to the Avnit. Came the Ishtri Kalayim, Zat Rashi B'idin Avayda, the Avnit Haishal Kalayim. The Avnit was Kalayim. And still we find that it was mutter for them to wear it. Abazai, we're back to the Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi. The Lechaira, how could Rashi say that a beged which is Kasha is mutter even Bilavisha? There is no Issar Kalayim. If Rashi himself in the Sechdas Erechin says, by the Bigdei Kahuna of the Kayin God, of the Kayin, the Avnate, the Torah had to give a heter for the Kayin to go ahead and wear it as Kalayim. What's the special heter needed? After all, it's Kasha, and Rashi says there is no Issar when a beged is Kasha. So, the emes, to properly understand Rashi, there's a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv explained that the pshat in Rashi is like this. What's the Yisai, the Gemara in Yavamis teaches us on the Avdalit on the Beis, that halah, putting a beged to climb on you, draping it over yourself, or actually wearing the beged, is aser. The Gemara learns out that it has to be a levisha to isbehana. It has to be a levisha where there is some sort of hana, you're getting a warmth from the beged. But emes, we could clarify Shiloh. What is the say that you need a levisha to isbehana? Either the pshat could be, because a levisha without hana is not considered a levisha. It's not called that you're wearing the beged. A stam beged is made in order to keep you warm. And if you're wearing the beged, not l'shem hana, you're just wearing it for some other purpose. Let's say you're selling clothing, you're maichrik sus, and therefore you want people to see the clothing, so you're wearing it, not l'shem that should keep you warm. But you're just using it as a rack So that's not called a levish. That's not called wearing the beged. And the Torah never asked it kolayim if you're not actually wearing the beged. Zakter Rabbi Yashiv and Rashi. Rashi is going to tell you like this. Ba'ber dvar ma'murim, that it's not called a levisha by a stam beged. Where taka, a purpose of a stam beged is to warm you up. So if you're not wearing the l'shem hanoas levisha, it doesn't have a shem levisha. Ma'shengim by the big day kahuna, with a special din with kavod ulisifaris. The Torah says that the kehanim should wear the big day kahuna with kavod ulisifaris, to give honor to them, then to beautify the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, the Torah is mechanish a new type of levisha. There's a levisha l'shem l'kabel tefaris, and therefore, by big day kahuna, even without wearing them for the anos chimam, even if it does not provide you warmth, it still has a shem levisha. Mela, according to the way Yashu is saying, it's miyoshev the stira and Rashi. Enochinami Rashi of your Masechtas Yuma, Zekter Rabbi Yashiv says that by a beged which is kasha is mutar even to wear. Over there, Rashi is referring to stama beged. Mashengin, the Sugya and Erechin, that says that the Avnate is Aser Be'etzim, and it's a special hat to the fact that the Kayadim allowed to wear the Avnate. It's kasha, it's hard. Yeah, because by the big day Kahuna, the special din, L'Kavay, the L'Sefaris, and therefore it gets under the Shem Levisha, even though it's not L'Shem Hanoas Chimam to provide you with warmth. But Emes, we could go a job further and explain weiter what exactly is the machlekes between the Baal Ma'ar and Rashi. We see that the Baal Ma'ar did not go with this pshat, and the Baal Ma'ar was forced to learn the sugya in Erechin that's talking specifically with the Chayshin and the Eifed of the Kohen Gadol. And the Chayshin and the Eifed of the Kohen Gadol, since they're soft and they provide warmth, therefore it's Aser. And Be'emes, the Chiddush, the Baal Ma'ar's chat, the Gemara in Erechin is not mashma that we're dafka talking about the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in Erechin is mashma all kehanim, this is heter. Baal Ma'ar was forced to learn that no, we're only talking about the Chayshin and the Eifed of the Kohen Gadol, which are soft, and Mimela, you need a heter. But in a chanami, for a stam kain hedyet, there's not necessary to have a heter. Why did the Baal Ma'ar learn this way? Why did he not learn like the pshat that we're saying in Rashi, B'shem Rabbi Yashiv? The Chari could explain this Machlekes Baal Ma'ar and Rashi, Gebayt and Achakir from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi declares, what's the pshat in the Gemara in Yavamis when the Gemara learns out that Halah has to be Dumi de Levisha, the same way Levisha, you have to have Hano as Chimam, you have to have Hano of the warmth, or, and so Melehu Adin, the Halah also, just putting on the bag and not even wearing it, has to be only if you're doing the L'shem warmth. Is it the pshat that by the iser of kalayim is to be nene from kalayim, to have pleasure from the beged of kalayim? And if so, it has to be that it's giving you some warmth, it's giving you the pleasure. Or is it the pshat that no, the iser kalayim is to do a levisha, to wear the big day, the gadim of kalayim? Just if it's not going to be for l'shem hanoas chimam, it's not going to be l'shem pleasure, since that's not the normal way how you wear a beged, it's not called wearing it. It's called that you're a coat rack. It's not called that you're wearing the beged. So l'chayr, we could explain the machlekes Baal Ma'ar and Rashi with these two tzadim in the chakira. We could say that the Baal Ma'ar cannot learn like Rashi, because though enochanami it says by big day kahuna l'kavod l'tefaris, that there's a levisha of the big day kahuna l'kavod l'tefaris, that will not be enough according to the Baal Ma'ar to create a problem of kalayim, because the Baal Ma'ar understands that the yisayit of hanah that you have to get from the beged is not just a t'nai to give it a shame levisha, but rather the pshat is the whole iser kalayim is only getting Hanah from the beged of kalayim, getting Hanah's chimum from the beged of kalayim, and therefore, though the Torah says do a levisha l'kavod l'tefaris, but since it's not providing you with a physical Hanah warming you up, therefore you're not over this kalayim. Therefore, the Baal Ma'ar has to learn the sugya and Erechin is talking only about the chayshin and the eifed of the kohen gadol, where there's a physical Hanah because they're soft. Now, She'enkin will say that Rashi learns that the Yisrael at the other time of the Beis HaLevi, the Yisrael of the Isser Hanah that you need by Kalayim is only in order to make it that the Levisha is called the Levisha. Now, She'enkin by Big Day Kahuna is a new din of a Kavod L'Tefaris. The Torah is Mechadish, is a new type of Levisha, L'Shem Kavod L'Tefaris. So then they have a Shem Levisha even without giving you the Hanah. But Emes in this Iker Shaila, of in order to constitute an iser of levishas kalayim, that we see the shaila does have to be dafkul shem hanoas chimum. But emes, there's another shaila. What's the din if someone is wearing a beged of kalayim, and the reason why he's wearing it is not in order to get pleasure from the beged, he's just wearing it l'shem kavod abrius. He doesn't want to be arum. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. He's not going to be in the street without wearing anything. Is there an iser kalayim in such a case or not? So the Emes is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos and Daf Yud Testament Beis. The Gemara teaches us Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Hamaitzi Kolayim BeBigdei. Someone who finds Kolayim in his Beged Paishdan Afilu B'Shuk. He must remove them even in the middle of the marketplace. My time. What's of shot? Ein Chachma Vein Tfuna Vein Eitzel Neged Hashem Kol Makom Sheishchu Hashem Ein Chalkin Kavod LaRav. Since Ein Eitzel Tfuna Ein Kavod Neged Hashem, though he's going to be tremendously embarrassed, he's in the middle of the marketplace. He's going to have to remove his clothes, but since he finds out that it's clothes that have kalayim in it, he will chayv to take it off, even bashuk. Rav Itzel Panovich sent a shaila to Rav Chaim Brisker. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, changes from the way we have it in front of us. Our Gemara talks about an individual finding kalayim. Suddenly he realizes he sees a sign that announces that his suit that he's wearing that he just bought has kalayim in it. The Rambam, however, brings it down that if you see your friend walking through the street and you happen to get you saw a sign that says that the suit that he's wearing is a beged of kalayim, the Rambam says you have to jump on him and rip off his suit, rip off the kalayim suit, even if it's in the middle of the street. So Rav Itzel asked Rav Chaim Brisker, why does the Rambam say differently than the way we have it in our Gemara? So Rav Chaim replied to Rav Itzel that the Rambam understood that by an individual himself, when he himself realizes he sees a sign that his beged is kolayim, as soon as he sees it, so right away now, he does not mechaven to wear it in order to get pleasure from it, in order to feel the warmth, because now he knows he's wearing something which is kolayim. Therefore, from this point on, his whole kavanah is just to wear it till he gets home, in order that he shouldn't be embarrassed walking out without clothing in the middle of the street. The Mela, Dr. Chaim, the Rambam understood that on an individual himself, there is no chiyuv for him to remove his clothing, though he finds that it's kolayim. Because now he's not wearing it, l'shem anos chimam, to get pleasure from the beged. He's just wearing it not to be nisbazet, not to be mevuzet. And on that, there's no isser of levishas kolayim in such a case. The Mela, the Rambam Dafka, chose to speak about a case where you see your friend wearing a beged of kolayim. If you see your friend that's wearing a beged of kolayim, so when he's wearing it, you know it's kolayim, and he doesn't know it's kolayim, so he's wearing l'shem anos chimam as a regular levisha, and therefore you have to jump and quickly rip it off him. The Birchas Avram Masechtas Beitza asks the question, according to Reb Chaim's explanation, so why does the Rambam say that you jump and rip off your friend's suit, and if you know it has kolayim, why shouldn't you just tell him, by the way, you're wearing a beged of kolayim, and immediately then he'll be mechaven that now he's not wearing it anymore, l'shem hanoas chimam, he's just wearing the l'shem kavod abriyas, and therefore you'll save him having to go b'zayin in the shuk without his suit. The Birchas Avram answers, that's why it's Medik in the Lashon Aram. The Rambam says, Kaifetz, you have to jump quickly and rip it off him. Zok the Birchas Avram, because if you just tell him, he'll be flustered, and it'll take a minute for him to chop what's happening, and to suddenly have in mind that no, he's going to be wearing it only l'shem kavod abriyas, not l'shem hanoas chimam, and that for that second, he'll be over the iser derais of kolayim. And therefore, when you see your friend with a beged of kolayim, the only eitz is you to quickly jump on him and rip off his suit. Be'emes, we find that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, as well Yibadol Chaim Tovim, also learned similar to this Yisayit of Reb Chaim, and he learned it based on a Taisis in Masechtas Nida. Taisis in Masechtas Nida is going on a Gemara over there. The Gemara says that if you have a beged that has kolayim in it, so obviously a person can't go ahead and wear it, but the Gemara says, Ava Isam Imenu Tachrichin Lemes. One could go ahead and take this beged of kolayim and use it for tachrichim for a dead person. Frek Taisis over there, Masechtas Nida, Samachalophone, Beza question. Vin Taiman, Va'ikolay Larash. Isn't it a problem of mocking the poor man? Shemal Bishai B'davar Aser, because if you're putting the mace, you're fitting him in with this nice beged of kolayim. Umar Eloi She'en Lei Eichel K'mitzis. Isn't it like showing him that he has no more portion of mitzvahs? Look, we're putting you on a beged of kolayim, which any other Jew would not be able to wear. So it's Lei Larash, it's embarrassing, which we know is Aser. So Taisus brings down Mishem the Rashbam. The Rashbam answered, "The ain by Israfil l'chai kei gavna she'ain ames nena bay." Zok the Rashbam, even for a chai in such a case, it would not be aser. It's not loy l'rash. It's not mocking the dead man, because even for a live person in such a case where his body is not getting physical pleasure from it, he's not being warmed up. So even a live person is allowed to wear a beged of kalayim in such a scenario. And therefore, what you're doing to the mace is not any different what would be mutter for a live person who's mechleiv mitzvah to do. And therefore, there is no isser of putting tachrichim of kalayim on a mace. Rechaim Kanievsky in his Sefer, Derech Amuna, in Hilchus Kalayim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, in the Bir Halacha, he says, he declares a Shaila, what's the story if someone wears a beged l'nai, just for beauty, and it's not providing him some being megan on him from the sun, or giving him warmth from the rain, he just wants to look nice. Which from some, a lot of people, is manazel, when they wear a suit, the ikar purpose is to look nice. So Zakir Chaim, it would seem that Minatera, according to this Taisus, it would seem there is no Chiv Minatera of Kalayim. He says, because Taisus in Nida says that the reason why it's not like Larash to put the Achrichim on Tachrichim of Kalayim on a mace is because even by a Chai, such a case will be mutter. Because the person is not being Nena Anas Chimim from the Beged. The dead person is not getting the pleasure of the hana of the beged, of the warmth of the beged. In fact, Chaim, but the whole purpose of why you're putting on the tachrichim obviously is l'shem kavod, as a kavod for the mace, that he is wearing these tachrichim. Abazai l'chayr, we see in such a case that by a chai, even a levish l'shem kavod is not a problem. Only if a levish l'shem chimam would be a problem, but a levish l'shem kavod, we see, would not be a problem. However, Chaim Kanievsky does bring down from the Bir Halacha from over there, and the Bir Halacha from the Chuvah Sarbeini Yeshaya and the end of Shavuot Alekud, who says that a levish l'shem kavod is aser min haTorah, and as they state in Taisa Rid as well in Perikam and the Beya, that a levish l'shem kavod would be aser min haTorah. So we have here a machlekes negayat this question whether a levish l'shem kavod, according to Taisa himself and Nida, seems to be is mutter min haTorah, and according to the Taisa Rid and others is aser min haTorah. Gemara Masechtas Yuma and Samach Tesom et al. From the bottom brings down from the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol stood up to accept the Sefer Torah. The Gemara's Medayik Mechal Shel Yoshev, which we mashma that till now the Kohen Gadol was sitting down. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, the Hanan Tnan, didn't we learn Ein Yeshiva Ba'azar El Lamalchei Besav Bovad, that there's an Isser to sit in the Azar, the only Heter for someone to sit in the Azar is only someone from the Zera of the Malchus Beis David. Because in the Gemara, the Havamina, we thought that the Mishnah is talking about that the Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Azara itself. On that, the Gemara answers, no, Kedamar Chistab as a Snashim, Machanami as a Snashim. The Mishnah is talking about that the Kohen Gadol was sitting in the Ezer Snashim, where over there is no Isser to be Yeshiva Ba'azara. Ba'emis in the Etzim Isser of Yeshiva Ba'azara, that there's an Isser for anyone else besides from Malchus Beis David to sit in the Azara. Taisus the Masechtas Zvachim on Aptezainam and Aleph and Debermaskel, Mi Yoshev Tamachachim. Towards the end of Taisus, Taisus says, Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elul Matzvis David, Yeshema Einai Minatayra. Perhaps this din, that it's Asr to sit in the Azara, the only Heter, someone from Matzvis David, perhaps this is not Isser Minatayra. Taisus is Mashma, that perhaps it is only an Isser Drabbanim. However, Rashi Masechtas Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Aleph on Amabez, where the Gemara there says, Gemiri, the Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ella, L'malchus Beis David Bovad, Rashi over there says clearly that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So, here we have here, Machlekes Rishonim, whether this din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara is it Midrabanan or is it Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which will make it a Deraisa. The Emes, in the Etzim Issa of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, we seem to find a Stira in Rashi. Rashi over here in Masechtas Yuma on Samach Tesem Abay says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Dechsiv Lamaid L'Sharis. Rashi brings in a pasuk, it says by the Kehanim, that there's a din Lamaid L'Sharis, they have to be standing to do that, and they do the Avaida. Ha'aindim Sham Lifnei Hashem. The ones who stand in front of Hashem, B'le Matzinu B'Yeshiva. So Rashi seems to learn out from Sukkim, that there's an issur to anyone else to sit in the Azara, except for Matzbis Sav B'Vad. However, Rashi Maseches Sanhedrin, like we quoted before, Kuf Aleph and Beis, Rashi over there says Gemiri the Ein Yeshiva Bazar El Malchus Beistav Bolvad. Rashi says Beferish Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai V'Loi Mikra. This din is learnt out from Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai and not from Sukkim. So L'Chayr that says Rashi over here Maseches Yuma, who seems to say that it's learnt there from the Sukkim of Lamei L'Shareis and Ha'Ein Hashem L'Fnei Hashem. But this is another kasha on Rashi over here, Maseches Yuma. These psukim of Lamei L'Shareis and Ha'Ein Hashem L'Fnei Hashem are psukim that were said by the Kehanim. Now for the Kehanim is a din when they do the Avoida, there's a din the Avoida has to be done by Amida. But how could Rashi apply that to this general halacha that it's also for someone to sit in the Azara, even if they're not doing an Avoida? There's an Isser to sit in the Azara. The Emes, in order to answer this stira in Rashi, L'chayra we could say like this. Rashi, in Sechta Saita as well, Rashi also says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. Rashi over there adds, the Ein Kavod Shemayim B'kach, Va'afilu Malachi Asharis, Ein Lohem Sham Yeshiva. D'chziv Ein Demimalei. We find even the Malachim don't sit when they're Lifnei Hashem. But Emes, we also, there's another Diyuk in Rashi, Maseches Yuma. After Rashi brings down the Pesukim, Rashi adds, V'loi Matzinu Ba'yeshiva. We never find that there's Yeshiva. What is Rashi adding with these words? So L'chayra we could answer that the two Rashis are not sayis to each other. In other words, the Sugya Maseches Sanhedrin that says, Gemiri, the Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elul Machs B'Yestav Bolvad, and Rashi over there says B'Ferish, that it's Halacha L'Mish M'Sinai, and it's not learned out from a Pasuk, Avada, that is the Iker Yafusa. Meaning the Iker Din that we know that you're not allowed to sit in the Azara, only there's an exception given to Machs B'Yestav Bolvad, that is Taka learned out from Halacha L'Mish M'Sinai. Rashi Maseches Yuma and Maseches Saita is just giving an Asinas Tam. He's explaining the Pshat. L'chayr, what's the svara behind this Halacha L'Mish M'Sinai? Rashi says, after all, even the Kehanim, when the Kehanim would do the Avaida, they would be lifting Hashem. Rashi says, the Kehanim would stand. Rashi therefore adds also in Yuma at the end, he says, L'Matzino B'Yeshiva. Anytime we find people who are lifnei Hashem, we only find that they're being oimid. We never find that they're yeshiv. And that's a Rashi Maseches Saita as well. Rashi adds in about the Malachim, that even about the Malachim, we never find that they sit lifnei Hashem. Afil Malachi Asharis, Eim Lehem Sham Yeshiva. They'll say, V'oim Demi Ma'aloi. Rashi means to say, like Rashi adds over there, Maseches Saita, they ain't covered Shemayim B'Kach. Rashi is explaining the Yisoid of Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai is that it's not covered Shemayim. We don't find that sitting Lifnei Hashem. Wherever we find the Musig, when you're Lifnei Hashem, the din is to be Ba'amida. That's the Svara behind the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. The Emes I found, Rabbi Yashiv, in his Ha'aris, on the Maseches Yuma, says basically this same Yisoid. He doesn't say that this will address the Stira and Rashi from the Maseches Sanhedrin, but he brings down the question of the Turi Avin on Rashi. The L'chayr Rashi is bringing down Sukkim at the Kehanim of Avoida. How can we apply that to Stam, this general halacha, that anyone is not let a Stam sit down in the Azara? And Rabbi Yashia says, and he's Medayik in Rashi, like we said, that Lematzino by Yeshiva, Rashi's Ikr Dagesh is just to say, if you look at anyone who's lifnei Hashem, Kehanim in their Avoida, and like we said, Rashi himself, the site that adds in Malachim, the point of Rashi just is that the Yisayid of the Lachmish Mesinai is that whenever you lifnei Hashem, we always find that you have to be Dafka Bi Bamida. Now the Gemara says that there's an exception to this rule, that Malchus Beis David has a din to be B'Yeshiva. And like Rashi over there says, in the Sechta Saita, Shechol Kohem HaMakim Kavod L'Harais Shemalchus HaShleima. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Chayli Kavod to David to show that his Malchus is Shalim. We have to understand, what exactly does this mean, that by David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that his Malchus is Shalim. We have an interesting Gemara Maseches Krisis as well in Daf Heyom Beis. The Gemara Maseches Krisis tells us that there's a Yisraelistic Chilek between Malchus Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Yisrael, the Gemara Maseches Krisis says, are not Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha. When they were anointed to become a king, they're not smeared with the special Shem and HaMishcha. And Malchus Beis David, our Nimshachim, are smeared with the Shem and HaMishcha. First of all, we have to understand what's the pshat that Dafka Malchus Beis David is Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha and Malchus Beis David are not. And the question really goes further. Reb Leib is medayik in chelik beis simin un ches in the shitas Rambam, that the Rambam is mavur that even a melech Yisrael, it's not that pshat doesn't have a shem melech. Avad a melech Yisrael has a shem melech, and there's a din to be noyig with him with dinei melucha. If so, Zatir Blaib, how can we find chilukim between Malchus beis David and Malchus Yisrael? L'chera Malchus Yisrael also have a din melucha. But Emes, we have to answer another shiloh. Rashi in Maseftes Krisis that we mentioned previously, that the Gemara over there in Maseftes Krisis says that Malchus beis David is Nimshach and Malchus Yisrael are not Nimshach. Rashi over there says that this halach is only Mishabad David. Once David HaMelech came, and he was Zaycha in the Melucha. Aval Shol Nimshach, but Shol was Nimshach. We have to understand, if there's halacha that only Malchus beis David is Nimshach and not Malchus Yisrael, Shaul was not from Malchus beis David, so why is there an exception? Why is Shaul yes Nimshach? So perhaps we can explain this based on a Mechilta and with the Tosefos Hesber from Reb Leib. The Mechilta in Parshas Bayit teaches us that there's a halacha that ad shalei nivcha Yerushalayim, till Yerushalayim was chosen, all the lands were roi for a Beis HaMikdash. Once Yerushalayim was nivchar, so now once it was chosen to be the Makom HaMikdash, now nothing else is roi to be the Makom HaMikdash. The Mechilta continues and tells us, ad shalei nivchar David, until David was chosen, everyone was roi to be a melech. Once David was nivchar, yatzu kal Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael was left out, and David alone is the one who's the melech. We have to understand the Mechilta, like Reb Leib had pointed out before. After all, the Rambam's mavur that even Malchus Yisrael have a din melech. Reb Leib Malan is masber that there's a yesodistic gechul between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Beis David. Malchus Yisrael, like Reb Leib, is not only a halacha, a srara. They have a certain position. They have a hanhagas malchus. Masha'enkein, malchus beis David, Reb Leib explained, is a chalais din begufam. They are a royal family. In their guf, they're royal and melucha. That's when Mele is like their blade, the chalukim we find between Malchus beis David and Malchei Yisrael. That's why Malchus beis David are nimshach b'shem and amishcha, and Malchei Yisrael are not. That's why there's a din yeshiva ba'azara only to Malchus beis David and to Malchei Yisrael not. Perhaps we could add the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Daled teaches us that Adoniyahu ben Chigas wanted to be married in the Melucha of Shlomo HaMelech, and it says he tried on the Keser HaMalchus. However, the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah teaches us, and it's Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin as well, the Gemara tells us that the crown did not fit on his head. Because anyone from Malchus beis David, the crown fit on their head. And if they were not from Malchus beis David, the crown couldn't fit. Rashi Maseches Sanhedrin explains that there was a bar that ran directly across the middle of the Keser Malchus. Anyone from Malchus beis David, Rashi says, has had an indentation running across their skull. That when they put on the Keser Malchus, which had this bar running across the middle, the Keser Malchus fit right onto their head. Therefore, Adoniyahu ben Chigas, who was not roi, the crown did not fit. Perhaps according to Reb Leib's explanation, we could say this was not just a simon ba'alma, but rather the yesod of Malchus beis David is more than just its anhagas Malchus. The pshat is that it's a chalais din begufam, that they're royal and melucha, and therefore the simon is taka begufam mamish. In their guf, they're able to have the keser begufam. Abazayim could explain the previous Ha'ara, how come Shaul was Nimshach, if after all the Din Mashiach is only from Malchus beis David? The answer l'chaira is that the Yisayid why this, that new Din, that Malchus beis David are the only ones that are Rai Begufam from Melucha, only happened after the Bechira of David HaMelech. After David HaMelech was chosen, then it was Chalad Din, that now, from now on in, only from Malchus beis David are they Melachim Begufam, and Malchus Yisrael is only on Haga from Malchus. And therefore Rashi's Krisis says that before David's Bechira, Shaul HaNechanami was Nimshach, because at that point, he was a full-fledged Melach. The Emes, Lefizah, that's good, Shana Rashi in Sait, the Rashi in Sait that says, why is there a special hatter for Malchus beis David? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chalukim covered to show that his Malchus is Shalim. What is the meaning that his Malchus is Shalim? Perhaps according to this, the pshat is, though Malchus Yisrael have an hug of Malchus, but the shleimus of Melucha, that it's begufam, that their children are be'etzim royal and Melucha, they're a royal family, that we only find by David, and therefore, by David, you have this special din, that dafka they have a din be yeshiva. The emes to briskarav, ala teiron tehillim, the briskarav over there explains a beautiful pshat in the pasuk, The Pasuk David HaMelech says, Ach toi v'chesed, yirdufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti beveis Hashem l'ayrech yamin. The Risk Rav explains, Al pi yisai, that he heard from his father, Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim had a shayla like this. Was it the pshat that after David was nivchar, that automatically he could not lose the melucha? Or perhaps, this that we know, that once there was a Bechira on David and no one else is royal melucha, perhaps it was mitli tali in the fact that it would go over to his children. Reb Chaim learnt up in the Psukim in Shmuel that the Psukim are mashman there, that David potentially could have lost the melucha. And it was tali in his chusim to make sure that the melucha would remain with him. Mashenkin, once it was given over to Shlomo, then the halacha was that even if Shlomo Chalil will be chayte, David's children will be chayte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never take away the melucha from them. Abazai is up to Reb Chaim, that's the pshat, it's up to Biskara, that's the pshat. Ach tei v'chesed, yir defuni kol yimei chayi. David HaMelech says, first my bakasha to Hashem is that only tei v'chesed should chase me a whole life. I should be zaycha to do the right things, and therefore be roi for the melucha, and then I'll be zaycha that if in my life it's only tei v'chesed, then v'shavti b'veis Hashem l'ayrech yamim. This girl says v'shavti b'veis Hashem is a kinoi, symbolizes this yisayid that Malchus b'veis David are yoshev ba'azara. Then I'll be zaycha that v'shavti b'veis Hashem l'ayrech yamim. Be'emes, the psukim earlier in the Mizmor of David as well, support as well this yisayid of the Biskarav. After all, it says over there, Dishanta b'Hashem en Roshi, Kaisi Revaya. David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you smeared me with Shemen. The way the Biskarav is saying, it fits in beautifully. Dishanta b'Hashem en Roshi, like we explained from the Gemara in Krisos, that there's a special halacha, Malchus beis David is Nimshach b'Hashem en HaMishcha. David HaMelech there is discussing the fact that he was Nivcha from Hashem to have this special halacha, that in Malchus beis David, with a Nimshach b'Gufam, and like he continues there, with if Achte v'Chesu Yudafuni, then I'll be Zaycheh that v'Shavti beis Hashem l'Ayrech Yamin. Forever and ever, it will never be able to take in from me and from my children. The Gemara on Samach Tesam and Beis had been discussing the story with the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, how they got rid of the Yitzhara, of Avodah Zarah, and then they tried to get rid of the Yitzhara for Arayus. The Gemara then says that why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? The Gemara explains that Rishu ben Levi says, Shechziru Atar L'Yoshna. They brought back the crown to its rightful place. Asa Moshe Amar Akel HaGadol HaGibar V'Anoira. Moshe Rabbeinu described HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKel HaGadol HaGibar V'Anoira. Asa Yirmiyah, but then Yirmiyah came along V'Amar and he said, Nachrim Mekarkerin B'Hechalai. The Nachum are laughing in the Hechal Hashem, Ayei Noiraisav. How could we describe Hashem as Noira, as awesome? Le'amar Noira, therefore he did not say Noira. Asa Daniel Amar, Daniel came along and said, Nachrim Mishtabdim Bibanov. The Nachrim here are enslaving his children. Ayei Gvuraisav. Where is the Gvura? Le'amar Gibar, he did not say Gibar. Asu Inu V'amru, then came along the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and he said, Adarava, Zuhi Gevuras Gvurasai, Shekaivesh Es Yitzrai. This is true power, that he's Kaivesh Es Yitzrai, Shinoisin Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim, that he lets the Rishayim go ahead and he holds back his anger. And we do see the awesomeness of Hashem, Shal Moli Meiroi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, if not for the fact, this great Meira, that they have from Hashem, Heich Uma Achas, how could an entire nation, one nation, how could it last amongst all the other nations of the world? The Gemara then says, Rabbanon, Heichi Avdi Hachiv Akri Takanta the Tikkun Maisha. How could the Rabbanon come along and be Akri Takana Maisha? Amr Abelaz Mitech Shiyadin Shakadish Baruch Amiti Hu Fikot Akizubai. Since they were Akadish Baruch Hu's Amiti, they did not say it if they did not feel it was the proper Shvach. The Emes, there is a beautiful Marsha over here. The Marsha explains that when was this Tekufa? Then the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, Pum Fakert, we see the greatness of Hashem. The fact that He holds back Erech HaPayim. He holds back from punishing the Goyim. And Fakert, we see the Noira. We see the fact that He's Noira. That He's so awesome. That He saves us. He says that it was in the time B'Saif Shiv Mishana of Golos Bavel, the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah saw Mordechai, after all, was from the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, and they saw Klal Yisrael, even in the Golos, being saved Mikama Tzaris, from many Tzaris, Kegai Maisa Haman, Shenitzolei De Mordechai, Shehaya Mecha Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, the Maisa of Haman, where Klal Yisrael was saved. So therefore they said, Fakert, we see all these years, Harach Afakadosh Baruch Hu Rishayim Zuig V'Rasay, Shekayvish Es Yitzray, all these years, and if Rabbi could add, the Gemara Megillah says that Achashverosh took out all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was wearing the Big Day Kain Gadol, and Afilu Hachi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not punish him right away. That is Gevura, that he holds back Kaivish Es Yitzray. And Zui Mayroi, if I care, we see the awesomeness of Hashem, like the Rasha says, Se Achas Bein HaZeev, and you see this one Se being able to last amongst all these foxes. The Emes is a beautiful shot from the Briskerov in the Etzim Divrei HaGemara. The Briskerov al HaTorah, in the very end of the Sefer, explains the pshat that we say every day in Shemayna Esrei, Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem. You are forever a Gibar. He explains, because the Gemara in Yuma says that the reason why they're called Anshe Knesset HaGedol, because of the whole story that Daniel said, Nachum Mishtam Mevibanov, he didn't say Gibar. And then Fakert Anshe Knesset HaGedol said, Adarava Zuig V'Raisa. The Rishkrav explains, because when we praise Hashem, we should understand that we're not being praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We have no less Machshav Tvisa Beklal. We have no understanding exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but it's beyond our Hasada. Rather, whenever we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about the Hanhagas, the way He's manning the veld, the way little we know about Him from His Hanhagas with us. And therefore, all the praises that we mention of Hashem are all the Hanhagas that we see. And therefore, Daniel felt, since now is a matzav that the Goyim are Mishtadim Bibanov, Tulchayr, we don't see this Hanhaga of Gvura, therefore, how can we go ahead and mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibar? After all, we don't see it. And after all, this that we mentioned is only Kafida and Haga. The Anshe Knesset HaGedol came along and said, no, Zui Gevuras Gevuraisai. That is the strongest Gevura. That he's Kaivish as Yitzra, that he holds back, even though the Nachrim are being Mishtavir Bebanov, but he holds back from taking revenge for them, from giving them punishments. If anything, Fakar, we see the great Gibar, because he holds himself back, because for the Taiva of Klal Yisrael, there's a reason behind everything, obviously. And we see, Fakar, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we should mention Gibar. Zakta Briskerov, that's the Pshat, the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, who they themselves were the ones who were Masakin, the Nusach of the Shemayna Esrei. That's the Pshat, Ata Gibar, La'olam Hashem. What they meant to be stressed was that, no, Fakar, we see that Zuig V'Rasai, and therefore at the Gibor La'olam Hashem, even at the time of Hester Panim, Fakar, that is the Gvura, that is Naisen Erech HaPayim, that he holds back from taking Nekama from the Rishon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.